Good morning. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
Provo City getting a new water treatment plant that officials say will also help combat harmful algal blooms that often appear in Utah Lake.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage, Utah's Water. Adam?
Amanda, this new plant is going to replace the current system that's running on 70 years old. And officials say once it's fully up and running, millions of gallons of water will pass through it every day. And when it does, the system will take out about 80% of the nutrients that end up in Utah Lake that help harmful algae grow. The new plant is expected to be fully operational by March of next year. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Division of Water Quality Director John Mackey tells KSL TV it could take some time before we see a big change in Utah Lake.
It's not going to happen overnight. 2 or 3 years for those new nutrients to replace the water that's already there.
While the new plant can process up to 21 million gallons of water per day, Utah Lake is the largest freshwater lake in the state.
A big project along the shores of Utah Lake that has been on pause for 2 years could once again see some momentum. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera spoke with Vineyard City Councilman Jake Holdaway.
That pause was due to controversy surrounding the now-defunct Lake Restoration Solutions, the developer who originally wanted to create islands by dredging the bottom of the lake. Holdaway is ready to move forward following positive conversations with new leadership at the Utah Lake Authority, who some residents still feel the effects of the lack of transparency in the past, but Holdaway believes that's changed.
We have new leadership under Mayor Kafusi of Provo and other cities that are coming to say, hey, let's get this solved. And I would just say, give us some patience, and you're going to be excited about the results of Utah Lake in the coming months.
Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
About 100 dams in Utah need a fix-up, and it could take more than a lifetime to see them all fortified. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston continues our live team coverage, Utah's Water. Peter?
Tim, at the current rate, it would take 100 years to see all of Utah's dams repaired, and these aren't small-scale ones either. They actually count as high-hazard dams, according to the Division of Water Resources in a January 2023 legislative hearing, meaning a breach would lead to someone dying. It takes $4 million to upgrade a single dam, and each year, the Division of Water Resources gets an annual lump sum of just $3.8 million for dam safety. One of the reasons for situations like Panguitch is that inspections require regulators to look below the water level. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories now. Baltimore City is pointing the finger at the company that owns the cargo ship that lost power and took down the Francis Scott Key Bridge. They say the ship had known power issues and should not have left the port. Meanwhile, the downed bridge is impacting consumer prices nationwide.
Salvage crews have opened three temporary channels to allow some vessels to pass through, about 15% of normal traffic. But the main shipping channel is expected to remain closed for several more weeks. As a result, experts say consumers can expect higher prices on some goods, primarily industrial products and home building products.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert says Baltimore has filed a legal claim against the shipping company seeking unspecified damages.
Construction now underway on a high-speed rail system that will take people from L.A. to Las Vegas. Brightline Railway's chief Wes Eden says his crews are excited to get to work.
We're the only industrialized country in the world that doesn't have a high-speed rail in America, and 4 years from now, we won't be saying that anymore.
The high-speed line is supposed to be up and running before the 2028 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles.
A 17-year-old is recovering after falling 40 feet while rappelling. Details from KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff.
The Grand County Sheriff's Search and Rescue Crew was joined by County Emergency Medical Services personnel and people with the Bureau of Land Management in rescuing the teen who had fallen about 40 feet. A Facebook post says after the fall, the teen was able to use a Garmin inReach device to notify rescuers of his location.
We are waiting to get an updated condition on the teenager from police.
Time to get a look, first look at traffic here with Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Tim, we got a crash on the it's at the interchange between Bangor and I-80. It's basically affecting people who are heading to the airport or coming from Bangor on to westbound I-80. It's right where those two areas come together, and there's a little bit of a delay there. We'll see what they're going to do. They might block off the ramp from Bangor to westbound 80 to help with this crash. We do have traffic on I-15 starting to fill in, but not seeing any delays yet coming south from Ogden or north from Provo. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Former President Donald Trump returns to court in Manhattan this morning with prosecutors saying Mr. Trump is in contempt for violating a gag order.
He comes out after the proceedings to talk to the cameras. His political advisors have said that day after day he would use that moment to go on the offensive, hit his campaign themes, talk about how we're in this trial and we should be talking about the border or about crime. And instead he comes out and he has these complaints about how he's treated in court.
ABC's Jonathan Carl says the DA's office is seeking fines of $1,000 for each time the former president violates the gag order, which includes posts on social media.
A new ranking from The Atlantic is showing who's the most overrated player in the NBA, according to the players in the league. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with who won the title. Michael.
Tim, the spot went to former Jazz center and current Minnesota center Rudy Gobert. Now, there's no denying the guy is talented, but it didn't stop other league players from handing him the title of being the most overrated player. Now, Gobert's been the target of smack talk for a long time, but one of the big things that was brought to mind among some pollsters was this moment in 2020 when he touched all of the mics in a press conference in a mockery against coronavirus. Now, shortly after, he tested positive and the NBA shut down for the pandemic. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
The dates are set for the return of the PGA Tour to Utah. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports.
Black Desert Resort will host the inaugural Black Desert Championship in St. George, October 9th through 13th of this year. Week-long activities include a pro-am opening day Thursday, first and second rounds Friday and Saturday, trophy presentation on Sunday, October 13th. The celebratory kickoff was held in Greater Zion with Governor Spencer Cox in attendance, along with representatives from Black Desert Resort. Public general admission passes and daily hospitality tickets will be available for purchase later this summer in June. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.